I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship. The most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Danielle McCartney.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan.
WNBF.
Danielle McCartney.
Good Sunday, fun day afternoon, New York sports fans. Yes, I am Danielle McCartney, and today, Danielle, in the daylight savings time, the super utility around here, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up until just about 7 p.m. here in New York City and beyond. So whatever you're doing at the moment, I appreciate you tuning into my show right now and settling in over the next couple of hours, whether that be on your car radio, 101.9 FM, 660 AM, always give the AM a shout out. Maybe you're streaming it from WFN.com or on our free Odyssey app. And of course, we are here live in the Big Apple, the city that never sleeps. And Paulie Roseberg and I are here at the Mike Francesa studio. Go ahead, 877-337-6666. Consider that your invitation now and over the next 5 hours. Try to get some calls right here in this first segment and get aboard. I thought it would be good to start with today, seeing as though the NFL's free agent frenzy begins tomorrow. We've got some movement on the Mac Jones front and kind of tied all in together. And I wanted to start with the Giants. And I wanted to talk about and look at what's going on in that building. The Giants have been making headlines all week. Xavier McKinney, Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones, and now the draft. So I think, in my humble opinion, I think Joe Shane is conducting a masterclass in draft economics, and we're watching it in real time. And what I liked most about what everything Joe Shane said at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, I particularly liked what he said, and that was basically nothing. He said a lot, but he didn't say anything. That's like a Derek Jeterian masterclass. Talk a lot, but actually say nothing. He had a 15-minute press conference with the media. They talked, of course, on a multitude of different topics. Multitude of different positions and personnel. But Joe Shane didn't commit to anything. And I love it. He has a fantastic poker face. That's like, it can't be understated how vital that is for a team picking sixth overall in a month or so. First, quickly about the running back position, which we'll talk about, I'm sure. But, you know, I think we can all at this point agree that Saquon Barkley was drafted too high. And it wasn't by him. It was by the previous regime. But ultimately, when it came down to it, and I know it was hard because of how well-liked Barkley is inside and outside of that building, but as of today, Sunday the 10th, Joe Shane stuck to his guns, man. He did not overpay for a running back that, quite frankly, he didn't draft. He stuck to his guns. He didn't cave. right? Because if he gave him the contract, I know the phone calls would be, oh, I overpaid him, this guy spending the money. And maybe Saquon Barkley, there is an avenue for him to come back to the New York Giants, maybe. But the fact is that Joe Shane didn't go out and just plunk money down for him and say, hey, we want to make you that Giant for life. What's it going to cost? Now, about more in depth, the quarterback position. The most important position in professional sports. Again, Joe Shane is playing this perfectly. First and foremost, he said that Daniel Jones, quote, has not had any setbacks and he should be ready for the start of training camp. He then added, quote, I have faith in Daniel as our starting quarterback. There's a lot of good quarterbacks that haven't won Super Bowls. You got to have a good team. So it's not just the quarterback position, which me speaking, that makes me believe that the Giants are looking to finally fortify their team around the quarterback position, whoever is playing it next season and beyond. And then, as you and I talk about often, you pluck a quarterback and you insert him into the depth chart as your QB1. Once all that is settled, a la Patrick Mahomes, his situation, a la Tom Brady. I mean, these are guys that sat behind other guys before they were thrown to the Wolves. And I know there's more examples. But these, are guys that sat behind other guys before they were just dragged and dropped like the guy on Google Maps and boom, you're in the middle of it. That's the way it should be done. I hate this instant gratification culture that we have found ourselves in. Because let me let you in on a little secret here. Come close. Nobody is set up for success with the way that offense is constructed. The Giants have no pass catchers that are a real threat to keep defensive coordinators up at night. Now, as of today, there's no game-changing Saquon Barkley in the backfield. And as we all already know for years now, there's no offensive line, which is, of course, the first line of defense. It is the most important part of making an offense go, is that line. And the Giants don't have a good one. So you tell me, get out your crystal ball and tell me which quarterback is going to succeed in this climate, in this situation. Because the answer is nobody, not one of them. You can't tell me for sure. But Daniel Jones is one. A playoff game with these Giants. Then, in his very next breath, Shane in Indianapolis said, quote, I understand we're going to need a quarterback. Jones is coming off injury. We'll address the position. It could be a free agent, and it doesn't preclude us from doing it in the draft as well. Well, wait a second. Does that make me think that he's going in, all in, to target the quarterback position after all? Is he? Well, I've got four bullets here. Number one, A, I know the Giants were expected to meet with Caleb Williams, and maybe they did, but within the first 3 minutes of Joe Shane's press conference in Indy, he said, quote, the medical at the combine is obviously very important for us. He like basically opened with that. And, you know, we all know that Williams is the first quarterback in history, according to CBS, to refuse the medical examination. He chose not to. What's he hiding? To me, that's untrustworthy. You add it to the drama that he's already causing with his own social media accounts, with his outspokenness about not wanting to go to Chicago. Like, I want no part of him. And I know Madeline Burke sat down with Joe Shane in Indy, and she asked him about being able to identify which guys have, she used the word moxie, it was a great word, which guys have the word, have the moxie to play in New York and to cut it in New York, and which obviously then don't. And I don't need a masterclass in this. Caleb Williams will not be able to handle New York City. B, you've got the Giants now flirting with J.J. McCarthy, who, I mean, my last name is McCartan. I would love to have a guy named McCarthy to talk about. I mean, pretty similar, not the same, but similar. But according to NFL scouts, which is no reporter bias, no source this, that. I go right to the NFL scouts and what they say about these players. You need to know that about me. And maybe you do if you've been with me over the past couple years. But I went right to the scouts and what they said. And in conclusion, J.J. McCarthy is not a day one starter. In fact, maybe not even within the first 2 years in the league. So you're looking at a guy in year three that's willing and able, not willing and able, just able to take the reins of an NFL football team and everything that comes along with it in year three, according to NFL scouts. Then you've got letter C, bullet letter C, Rich Eisen, that bomb that he dropped, that the Giants are, quote, absolutely done with Daniel Jones. And that, frankly, I mean, I don't believe it. You know, I find it hard to believe. We'll put it that way. And Eisen said, and here's what he said. The words I heard at the combine multiple times were buyer's remorse. Okay, well, not that I'm here sitting here doubting Rich Eisen's reporting. Okay, I'm not doing that. But here's what I think happened. I think some people grabbed his ear and told him that, knowing that he was going to report it. And I think it was a tactical move. I make the whole league think that you're using number six on a quarterback, thus increasing the value of the pick should you want to trade down a little bit for the all-important hog mollies, shall we call them. And letter D here, Giants country, let's ride. Russell Wilson met with the Giants, took a picture with a fan at dawn at Newark Airport Friday morning. And it was what the outlets are calling an exploratory meeting. Again, a Joe Shane masterclass to make everyone think they're in on a washed up 35-year-old has been quarterback. He was on his way to Pittsburgh. Good. See ya. I do not want Russell Wilson. Yes, even at league minimum on this Giants team. He's going to want to be a starter. The Giants don't need that drama. And honestly, I don't even know why he'd choose the Giants. It's not like they're a quarterback away. And you've got the option, of course, on Daniel Jones following this upcoming season. So why would you start Russell Wilson over Daniel Jones unless you're really done with him? But again, I don't believe that. Okay, so you see how there are many avenues, pathways created by the general manager of the New York Giants. And dude, like, I know I'm in the dwindling majority and probably minority at this point, but Daniel Jones has the tools, he's got the size, and he has the grit to succeed at the NFL level. So how about you put an NFL caliber offensive line in front of him and then you see what he can do? Because I go back and I look at the numbers just not that long ago in the Giants 2022 one win in the playoff season. And then if you don't like what you see, then you move on after next season. Because I hate to break it to you. Just because they're picking six this year doesn't mean they're going to be in the 20s next year. I mean, they could be very well picking at six again next year. And Joe Shane said, quote, DJ's on track. There's some talk in the spring he might be able to go through the 7-on-7. Knock on wood, if he doesn't have any setbacks, but he should be ready again for the starters training camp. So even, I'm trying to think, like, even if you don't want Daniel Jones as the Giants quarterback, you need to know that, again, no quarterback, never mind a rookie one, is going to succeed in this offense. The pass catchers are non-threatening. There is no game-changing running back anymore as of today. The offensive line, I mean, need I say more? Like, this is not a good situation. And the problem is this. I've been saying this for years. Again, you need to stop with the instant gratification mentality, especially at the quarterback position. We just saw Mac Jones, who was a 15th overall pick just a few hours ago, became a Jaguar, a backup quarterback Jaguar for a sixth round draft pick. 15th overall to a sixth round draft pick. And that, I've given up. absolutely does not bode well for the Jets and their unloading of Zach Wilson. I've come to terms with this information, you know, with this whole thing, given this information, like some hard, you know, something to compare this against in the current NFL, what Mac Jones went for. Zach Wilson's going to be released, but I digress. But if you look at that 2021 draft class, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, all of those guys, all five of them, only one of them started immediately. Only one of them survived the number one overall pick, Trevor Lawrence. You've got the Jets wanting to trade Zach Wilson. Ultimately, I think he's going to be released. Trey Lance was traded from his original destination to the Cowboys already. Justin Fields, I think he's done in Chicago. And Mac Jones has already, now as of today, been traded to the Jaguars. So, I mean, there's no guarantee. So my message is this, and I can't tell you how to think, but I can tell you what my mentality is, and it's just be patient. Let this all play out. Let all of these scenarios kind of percolate and let it play out. My trust in Joe Shane as the chief decision maker for the roster fill out or completion or upgrade of the New York Giants has not wavered. Stand back. As the kids say in my class, let him cook. In fact, let him keep all of the pots on the stove, just not committing to a single one of them until not even your favorite burner. I know everybody's got one, but don't commit to any one of them until you, a month from now, hear the chimes and read the ticker that says the Giants are on the clock. Because I think Joe Shane's playing this perfectly. He's non-committal in his words. He's non-committal in his actions because he met with rookies. He's sticking up for Jones. He's bringing a veteran for a visit. And he's going to keep the league guessing until it's his turn to pick. And that's straight out of his playbook because Kayvon Thibodeau, that pick kind of came out of nowhere in a way in terms of like him, that particular player being linked strongly even to the Giants during the pre-draft everything. The position maybe, but not the player to my knowledge. But anyway, what's the point of Joe Shane telecasting, declaring his plan all over the place? Like, you really want him handing out the nuclear code? I mean, this, at this point, on the 10th of March, it keeps all of the options on the table. And the most important thing is this, and don't lose sight of it, it keeps number six even more valuable. Joe Shane, and especially with the Patriots now definitely going to be taking a quarterback. Joe Shane said in his press conference from Indianapolis, again, he said, where we are at six, we're going to look at everything. Good, because that keeps everyone, including the teams around the Giants in the draft order, guessing, and which is the most important part of the whole draft calculus. Because what if a quarterback is not in their draft plans? They fake it like it is, and they could slide down a few spots with a quarterback-desperate team, still get the offensive lineman they desperately need, and further draft compensation, whether it be in this year's draft or in future ones. This is the master plan that I would have anyway. And Joe Shane said, yes, we're going to evaluate all the positions and take the best players we can. I am so happy that the Giants have a capable leader in charge. And honestly, I think the direction of this team going into and during this 2024 NFL draft is in such good hands with poker-faced Joe Shane. Checkmate. In Joe Shane, I trust.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.